Instagram at KBLA 1580.
Are you ready?
The station leading the way with exclusive interviews. Stimulating conversation and intellectual discourse that empowers, enlightens, and informs. Follow the leader at KBLA 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Keep following the leader.
Follow the leader. Follow the leader. Follow the leader. Follow the leader. Follow the leader.
Black men, happy weekend. If you are a friend of this show, you know that storytelling is my passion. You know that the very cells in my body do a happy dance when I get to engage in wholehearted conversations with beautiful people. You also know that spreading kindness and dancing with joy are my love languages. Nothing fills my soul like being the presence of love God calls me to be. If, in fact, this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Here we believe that every story has a backstory. We believe that it is the black story that makes or breaks us, pushing us forward or keeping us stuck. The backstory is in many ways our centering, our inflection point, or sadly, it can be someone's prison. So each week in this hour, I get to engage with amazing individuals who found enough power in their backstory to create something that makes them and others better. For this reason, I am delighted to be here. And guess what? I'm delighted you're here with me also. Thank you for that. Before we get into our conversation, allow me, as I always do, to invite you to keep up with KBLA on all platforms at KBLA 1580. I'm also on all platforms at Mische Inspires. That's M-I-S-C-H-A Inspires with an S. Our call-in number is 1-800-920-1580. That's 1-800-920-1580. And to infuse more empowering conversations into your days, download our app from the App Store on your device of choice. Why? Because here on KBLA, we always have a lot to talk about, and we would not want you to miss the uplifting, informative, and truthful conversations curated 24 hours a day right here by Black folk for Black folk on this unapologetically Black station. Now, for today's show, today we are discussing the magic of Black men through the prism of the arts. If you haven't been living under a rock, you know that the talk of the nation has been about Black men moving to the right politically. You've heard the Republican candidate's claims of having more Black men on his side than any other Republican candidate. Pollsters and pundits have debunked this claim with real-time data, yet concerns have been growing about how Black men will cast their ballot leading up to and on Election Day. The concern has grown so loud that just this week, VP Kamala Harris's team released a very robust plan for Black men should she be elected the next president of the United States. Hey, I will not take the time here to get into that because Tavis Smiley, Areva Martin, and Dominique DePrima have been doing an excellent job, as they always do, all week unpacking Black men's relationship to this election and all things politics for that matter. But if you missed those conversations, I invite you to listen to their podcasts or Google Kamala Harris's plan for Black men. That said, while I am not sure how Black men will show up for this election, I can tell you with 100% certainty that Black men are showing up in the theater world, in the creative art space, and are using their gifts and their voices and energy and agency to show us just who they are. I have the honor of being credentialed press at several theaters here in Los Angeles. And as credentialed press, I get to see quite a bit of theater on a monthly basis. Last night, I got to see four incredible black men pour their souls out before us in Kill Move Paradise. And all I can say is you need to see it. You need to see it to understand anything that me and my guests are about to discuss in this hour. Let's talk a little bit about, let me introduce you a little bit to Kill Move Paradise. Pulitzer Prize winning playwright James Imes, who is also responsible for the Tony nominated play Fat Ham, teams up with award-winning director Greg Daniel, who will be here on The Backstory next week, to give us New York Times critic pick play Kill Move Paradise. This play tells the story of Issa,
yes,
Griff, Daz, and Tiny, four black men who find themselves stuck in a cosmic waiting room in the afterlife. Wrenched out of their young lives before they even knew what was happening, they confront the brutal reality of their past and scramble to make sense of their surreal new world. Kill Move Paradise illustrates the possibilities of collective transformation and radical acts of joy. Speaking of joy, it is a joy to have my guest in this studio with me. My guest is an actor from Kingston, Jamaica. And since moving to Los Angeles, he's completed a Master's of Fine Arts at UCLA. And he's trained at the British American Drama Academy at Oxford and the Grotowski. I could not have said that like that. Institute in Poland. He is a Morehouse man. I know several Morehouse men who has been featured on Oprah's 2020 Vision Tour, Tony Robbins Virtual World Tour, and Jay Chetty's On Purpose for podcast. There's so many things I can tell you about him. I want you to go to his website. I want you to Google him. I want you to go to his Instagram. But in addition to playing the character Issa in James Imes' Kill Move Paradise, my guest is also currently promoting a lead role in his latest collaboration of suspense thriller short film titled The Game. His name is Ulato Sam, and I am honored, as I said a moment ago, to have him in studio. Welcome to The Backstory.
Thank you so much, Miche. Thank you so much for having me. Good afternoon, LA. Good afternoon, KBLA. Yeah. It's such a pleasure to be in the studio.
Indeed, indeed. Before I do anything, I just want to say, you took my breath away last night. You and the cat, you all took my breath away last night. It was one thing talking to Aki about it. It was one thing studying and reading about it and seeing the reviews. Being in that audience, sitting next to a woman who had seen it for the third time, it was amazing.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It was absolutely profoundly amazing. And I wasn't going to start here, but I am, because this is where my spirit is leading me to start. How does it feel for you?
It's indescribable in so many senses.
Yeah.
It's something that we taste, we feel, we smell, we see.
Yeah.
Because it's our lived experience.
Yeah.
And we're very fortunate to have a piece of text that really encapsulates what it means to be here now and to be who we are,
yeah,
experiencing life as we do, mm-hmm, not just as black men, not just as black people, but as a society.
Mm.
And so having the pleasure to tackle the challenges and the invitation to expound on who I am as a young man has been fantastic. And so if nothing else, serendipity is the word,
okay,
the first word that, okay, comes to mind.
Okay. Mm. We are just getting started. I want to ask you from a backstory perspective, talk to us about growing up in the Kingston, Jamaican sun.
So first and foremost, may I big up all of my people listening right now. As you know, I come from the land of wood and water, the birthplace of the fastest man and woman on the planet.
Yes,
the home
you do.
Of reggae, dancehall, none other than Kingston, Jamaica.
Yes.
And that beautiful island is so special.
Mm.
We have this, I want to say, like, entertainment is something that is authentically Jamaican. Mm. It goes way back in our history. We have everything from the Actor Boy Awards to our Reggae Sunsplash. You can come and see, like, the Calabash Poetry Festival. There's so many different things that you can experience on that small island where art, entertainment, and performance is concerned. And growing up, I had the pleasure of parents, my mom particularly, who happened to be an amazing singer. Mm-hmm. And from that, she just shared her love of art with not just myself, but my younger brother. And so we would end up with our aunt, who was also doing other entertainment events, going across the island and being exposed to music, to painting, to clothing that was authentically Jamaican. Mm. And what that gave me was this real sense of identity that allowed me to understand that, you know, I am worth investing in. Wow. I am worth the message. And if you know anything about reggae music, it's a music of upliftment, of empowerment.
For sure.
And then dancehall is, yes, what gives you the grit, yes, the groove, and the jam.
Your body moves without you even giving it a permission to move when you hear reggae. It just does. Something about reggae music, as soon as you hear it, your body just said, this is what we're doing.
Yeah, when, yeah, it hits you, you feel okay.
Yes, it, yeah, does. Hold that thought right there. When we come forward, we are engaging in a beautiful conversation with my guest. His name is Ulato Sam, and I am just honored and grateful that he's here. He is from the cast of Kill Move Paradise, and this is KBLA Talk 1580.
Stay tuned for more of The Backstory, Backstory. With Mache Duffy on KBLA Talk 1580. Tavis Smiley's new book, The Covenant with Black America, 20 years later, is now on sale everywhere. This classic text shot to number one on the New York Times bestsellers list almost two decades ago. If you have the original book, you will surely want to get this 20th anniversary edition. With powerful new contributions from today's leading voices, this 20th anniversary edition presents a compelling blend of historical insights and contemporary urgency in this critical and unprecedented election year. Get your copy of The Covenant with Black America, 20 years later, today.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
You okay?
Sorry, I can't sleep with this cough.
Sounds like you need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with NyQuil VapoCool. It's NyQuil plus a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Whoa.
So you're ready to get some sleep? Thank you, NyQuil VapoCool.
NyQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing nighttime coughing, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Environmental justice is racial justice.
Environmental justice is social justice.
This is KBLA Talk 1580.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Did you know every 3 seconds someone is a victim of identity theft? LifeLock wants to give you helpful tips to protect your identity this Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Adding multi-factor authentication, like a text with a security code, is one way to boost your security. But for comprehensive protection, trust LifeLock. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal info and steps in to resolve issues that arise, guaranteed or your money back. Protect yourself with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SavedByTheScan.org is brought to you by the Atlanta Home Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Every story has a backstory.
You're listening to The Backstory. Backstory.
With Michelle Duffy on KBLA Talk 1580.
Drop top. They go to cops. They go to cops. They go to cops. Is it because of my people? Is it because of my sneakers? Is it because of my jersey? Is it because it I'm perfect? Riding down 85-3 in the morning. Why you put me over? Say you smell marijuana.
Smelling the gas.
I said I got an idea. I got glaucoma.
I got ID.
He said we ain't in Cali, nigga. Get out, throw your hands up. Running real hard, shake the taser.
Shake the taser.
Running real hard, shake the taser.
Shake the taser.
I told the king we split up, we gon' shake him. Split up.
Nigga, you are now listening to The Backstory right here on KBLA. That is Black Man Compliments of T.I. and featuring Meek Mills. I am Michelle Duffy. My guest is Ulato Sam. He is a Jamaican born.
Yes.
Actor living right here in Los Angeles, California. And y'all, when I tell you, he does a phenomenal job in Kill Move Paradise. James Imes' Kill Move Paradise, now playing at Odyssey Theater. It's an understatement to say how amazing this production is. So before we came forward, Ulato was telling us about his love for his hometown. And if I cut you off in any way, I want you to continue to tell us about just what it was like growing up. And I know you said your mom was an amazing singer, and just your introduction to the things that allowed you to authentically embrace who you are.
Yeah. So really to compliment that, you know, growing up on the island, I was really big in terms of track and field and sports. So a big part of what my dream initially was to represent my country in the Olympics.
Yes,
you know,
to follow in
to follow in the footsteps of the greats, the Herb McKinleys, the Asafa Powells, mm-hmm. the Usain Bolts. You know, there are so many names I could call. Our little island has produced so much. But at the same time, we have this rich history of the arts. So we have people like Rex Nettleford. We have Dr. Louise Bennett Coverley, right? Dr. Steins. These individuals who have really curated a sense of artistry that comes from our island. Mm. And believe it or not, a random history fact. Did you know that Shakespeare was being performed in Jamaica long before it was being performed anywhere else? You know, the thrillers, bringing, you know, the complex stories back to the stage and to the screen.
Wow. And guess what? I see you doing that. I know when you talked about your desire to also be an athlete and to do track and field, I was wondering, I was like, you know, there's the love for track and field, but then there's the love for the arts. And I know when you went to Morehouse, you competed.
Yes.
And you won, you know, and you wasn't no lame duck at running at all. So y'all get it. He can do two things and do two things well.
Yes.
Right. So thank you for choosing the arts, because I feel like we would have been cheated from something if you didn't come this way.
Well, and you know, it's fate. I ended up receiving an injury my senior year in college. I tore my quad, right? And during that time, I had a little bit of space. I wasn't able to compete, and I wasn't sure if I was going to continue track and field. And that's when I did my first play at Spelman College.
Wow.
Yeah, it was In the Red and Brown Water by Terrell Alvin McCraney, who is at the Geffen right now.
He's at the Geffen. Right. And before we get into that, we do have a caller on the line who wants to talk to you.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. What's your name?
Oh, cool. I'm Paul Sheets. I actually know you, Ulato, from UCLA.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Paul, are you there?
It's been like, I think, 5 or 6 years.
Right? Yeah, it has been a good while. Good to hear from you, man.
Did you have a question? Did you have a question for Ulato?
I just wanted to share a story about Ulato, actually.
Okay.
We were doing the UCLA Film Theater Collaboration, which the UCLA grad program at TFC, Theater, Film, and Television, does. They do it once a year, right?
Yeah.
And so we do three productions in the same set on a soundstage that there's a lot of money that the school brings together to do this production.
Okay.
And everybody that's part of a lead role in it is majoring in that lead role. So I was a cinematographer. Ulato was an actor. He was the protagonist in the film that I shot. And it was actually written by Luke Skywalker's nephew, or Mark Hamill's nephew. He was majoring in writing.
Yeah.
You know, the person doing production design was majoring in production design. And ours was kind of like a neo-noir kind of like psychological thriller about the afterlife and purgatory. And Ulato, like, I've learned all these great things about him. We didn't hang out that much, but like, and I've learned even more listening to your show right now. But he did this amazing crescendo of performance in the show. And in the climax, when he fired a stunt weapon, it's the only time I've ever done that with a stunt weapon. So he kind of almost fired it directly, like off from camera. And I was actually shooting it with my phone while I was shooting it with the camera I was operating. And he delivers his line. He says, maybe I can't get past you. Wait, maybe I can't get past me, but I can get past you. And he's doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And right before he fires, he sheds one tear. And we didn't cut for that. We didn't do anything. Like, he shed it on camera in his extreme close-up. And like, everyone was like stunned. And then when they re-out cut, the whole crew was like, yeah, because like, that's gold. The male protagonist tear coming down in the close-up. And it took him a while to prepare for that. Like, before we rolled, he got very silent and like in his own area. And then we finally rolled, and it was worth the wait.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Paul. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for that story, Paul. We appreciate your call. Have a great rest of your day.
Well, you too. All right, Ulato. Take it easy.
Yeah,
all
right. Big up yourself.
Yes. So, you know, listening to Paul Ulato, what it says to me is that you've been amazing for a long time.
I appreciate
that. That's what that says to me, that you've been amazing for a long time. I do want to ask you, what did it feel like to get, I understand from my studying and homework of you, is that you received a scholarship from Oprah Winfrey.
Yes.
Talk about what that felt like and how that really supported you in becoming who you are today.
So I happen to be one of the Oprah Winfrey scholars from Morehouse College, yeah. And Oprah has done this amazing, amazing feat of getting almost 1,000 of us through college,
yeah.
Over the time span of, I want to say, between like 20 to 30 years. Mm-hmm. And so being an Oprah Winfrey scholar, there were so many different initiatives that we sort of had to maintain while we were students at Morehouse. Mm-hmm. Part of that, of course, academics, we had to have a particular standing, but we had to be sort of like Miss Winfrey in our own right, mm-hmm. in the sense that we had to be giving back to our community. We also had to be part of an organization that influenced what the campus community felt like. Mm-hmm. And so that inspired me not only to continue with my track and field, but I also served as Mr. Spelman College 2013-2014.
Really?
Yes, I did. And I was also a big part of all the Caribbean student initiatives, which I'm so happy. My brother actually took that helm and went even further and founded a Caribbean organization on campus.
Really?
Yeah. So a big part of my time at Morehouse College, and the reason that I bloomed into the young man that I did, was we had 5 wells: well-dressed, well-spoken, well-read, well-traveled, and well-balanced.
Mm.
And so I used the Oprah Winfrey Scholarship not only to push myself in my academics. I studied abroad quite a few times, saw about 25 countries while I was in college.
Wow.
And since then, I've had the pleasure of collaborating with her since. And it's been, I will say, something that's guided me since college to this point.
Yeah. And in addition, you know, it's so like Oprah to require that of her scholars, right? That you're not just going to get a scholarship, but this is what's attached to that. And I love that, and what was attached to it, everything only made for you being a better human being and a better man, right?
Yes.
That said, talk to us about leaving Morehouse and then getting into the master's program at UCLA and how you were able to carve out who you wanted to be despite formal training. Because what I learned from talking to a lot of actors is, mm-hmm. if you're not careful, formal training can empty you of yourself,
yeah.
and just have you becoming what they prescribe you should be. Am I making sense?
Yes, you are.
So can you talk about how, even with the formal training of it, how you've been able to hold on to who you are?
So I think a big part of this is my family upbringing, right? This is part of what being Caribbean really does. Mm. I think it gives us...
To what extent?
It gives us a strong sense of identity from the jump.
Yeah.
And when I got to grad school, I realized that my education, not just in the Caribbean, but also coming from an HBCU,
yeah,
gave me a completely different canon than most of the other people in my cohort and in my program.
Mm.
They had been exposed to plays and shows and movies that I had not seen, not because I didn't like them, but because I just grew up in a different region. The cultures that I was exposed to valued different films, different stories.
Yeah.
And so I had to take the time to realize that it's not that I'm behind in any way.
Amen.
I'm fully equipped.
Amen.
I had to take the time to translate what I was learning from an American sensibility and a Eurocentric American sensibility at that to my Jamaican understanding. Right. And that's when I realized that, for example, when it comes to Shakespeare, the iambic pentameter sounds really good over a Jamaican accent. Right. And then, you know, I was able to allow the language to fly,
yeah,
and then figure out how do I keep that cadence, that energy, that rhythm that comes with my accent naturally,
mm,
in transforming my accent. For example, if I wanted to sound a little bit more American in a moment, you know, mm, I make a few choices subtly with my voice.
Wow.
Or, you know, if I need to make sure that I'm in Europe for a bit and I need to use this sound clearly.
Was it difficult for you learning to transition into American language from Jamaica?
I will say it depends.
Okay. You got it down pat right now. I'm telling you right now, because if we're listening to you as an actor and we don't know that you're Jamaican, you think you're American. You really do. Because like I said,
that
you definitely have the accent down. I'm going to have you to answer that question when we come forward. This is Mashe Duffy, and my guest is Ulato Sam, all the way from Kingston, Jamaica. I am so happy he's here, right here on KBLA Talk 1580. Stay right there.
Disagree without disrespect.
Make your point and keep it pushing.
Let's do this. Listen and learn, or talk and teach. Talking and listening around the clock. Around the clock. Around the clock. KBLA Talk 1580.
I'm Tyreek Wynn with four things you should know from BIN News. A jury is selected in another trial involving the death of Breonna Taylor. Brett Hankison is one of the former Louisville police officers involved in the botched raid on Taylor's apartment in 2020. Vice President Harris is hitting the campaign trail hard. Harris spoke Thursday afternoon in La Crosse, Wisconsin, where she promised to give tax cuts to 100 million middle-class Americans. Prosecutors are dropping charges by Phoenix police against a deaf and disabled black man for not responding to their orders. Tyron McAlphin, who has cerebral palsy, was charged with two counts of aggravated assault on an officer and resisting arrest back in August. The cast of a sitcom that spotlighted campus life at HBCUs is starting another tour of those campuses. Members of the cast of A Different World were at Bowie State University for the kickoff of the fall leg of their tour. Get BIN News on demand 24/7 at BINnews.com.
BetOnline.net is your number one source for everything football. From pro to college, they have you covered. BetOnline.net has every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads during the games. Visit the website today at BetOnline.net. The game starts here.
Follow the leader.
KBLA Talk 1580.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at KBLA 1580.
Follow the leader.
Are you ready?
The station leading the way with exclusive interviews.
Follow the leader.
Stimulating conversation.
Leader.
And intellectual discourse that empowers, enlightens, and informs.
Follow the leader.
Follow the leader at KBLA 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Keep following the leader.
Follow the leader.
Follow the leader.
Follow the leader.
Follow the leader.
Chevy, all the things, 2024 truck season, radio 30, code GWMR0294000.
This truck season, think about all the things you can do in a Chevy truck. You'll be able to... Or you can... You can even just... With impressive towing, incredible bed and tailgate functionality, and multiple powertrains, Chevy trucks have what you need to get things done. When you want to do it all, Chevy's got you. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
I'm Jeff Davis. I believe my daughter should inherit something, but not the role and responsibility of burying me. That's why I have a pre-need burial insurance plan through Harrison Ross Mortuary. Their plan offers me four payment options. One, pay in advance, or pay over 3, 5, or 10 year time periods to keep the payments affordable. Contact the professionals today at Harrison Ross Mortuary. We can be reached at area code 310-704-4901. That's 310-704-4901. And ask for me, Jeff Davis. Thank you.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Now, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older, or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
Imagine a Los Angeles where everyone can thrive, where communities have access to the resources they need to succeed. That's the vision of Detours Mentoring Group, Inc. They're dedicated to improving life in LA County by providing educational support, employment assistance, and spaces for community engagement. By 2050, they want LA to be the best place to connect, create, learn, live, and play. They're working toward an education system that's well-resourced and culturally responsive, becoming a hub for artists and innovators, and making sure everyone has access to healthy food, quality healthcare, and safe housing. It's about building a future where we all have the chance to succeed. We invite you to learn more about their mission and get involved with Detours Mentoring Group, Inc. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Talk radio lately that sounds anything like this?
We didn't think so.
You're listening to Unapologetically Progressive KBLA Talk 1580.
I've been working and working and working till that sun go down.
Till that sun go down.
See my baby there standing on the corner. And she looking so fine.
Looking so fine.
The four gentlemen who make up the cast of Kill Move Paradise were putting in the work. This song is from The Color Purple, in case you haven't seen it. I love the song. I love the scene that's connected to the song. And it just felt appropriate to play it as we're talking about black men and the work that you all are putting in the creative space. I am Mache Duffy. My guest is Ulato Sam. He is one of the actors in James Imes' Kill Move Paradise, currently playing at the Odyssey Theater. Before we came forward, we were talking about this idea. Yes, it's an idea, but this thing that happens with actors that oftentimes I've been told that when actors take in too much training, formal training, they can lose the natural, authentic them.
Yes.
In terms of their gift. And I was asking you, how did you manage to hold on to yourself in that process?
So I want to say the first thing, I want to highlight the fact that you talk about gifts.
Yes.
And so a lot of times when we're training, what we don't realize is that what is being passed on to us is a technique. And so I go with three eyes that I mentioned
That's
to you
right.
earlier. So
talk to me.
All right. So LA, there are three eyes that I go by. The first one is imitate, the second integrate, and the final one is innovate. And throughout our lives as human beings, we go through this. A baby sees their parents walking and they try to walk, they imitate walking. Mm-hmm. And then after a while of trying, they integrate what they've learned with what they see and they begin. And so often with things that we do the imitation, we figure it out, we get to that integrate phase, but most people get stuck there. And that's what a lot of training does, I think, it, from my perspective, where acting is concerned, is you get to integrating what your, you know, your predecessors say, your professors, mm-hmm. your coaches, and then the voice in your head is theirs. And so if you're not careful, we end up stuck in how someone else does it, yeah. what someone else has done.
Yeah.
And that innovate phase is the real special thing. Mm. And that's what we strive to get to. And working on this piece by James Iams, I was able to not just see myself, but I've been able to look back and at my growth over the time period that I've been here, because when I was in grad school, so often there was this push for this validation. There was this push to get the grade. There was this push to make sure that people liked what I was doing.
Yeah.
And now that I'm innovating upon everything that has created my foundation, it is, have I moved myself?
Yeah.
Have I been able to connect to this thing and tell my story using these words? And that in and of itself is, I think, the most important part of training that is sometimes underemphasized. I try to, if I'm sharing with anyone, if I'm adding to anyone's artistic experience, I usually push them to get to that innovate phase, yeah. because that's really when we start to see the art.
Yeah.
Before that, we only see as I said, imitations, and imitation is the greatest form of flattery that mediocrity can pay to greatness. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that we get out of that imitate and integrate phase and really into that innovation phase. Yeah.
And innovate is what you absolutely do. I want to acknowledge that we have a caller on the line, Day December. How are you?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi, Day.
We are amazing. How are you?
I'm absolutely happy because I can't wait to tell you all the wonderful things about my professor, Ulotto Sam.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to say to you. You have a minute because I do have more conversation to have with Ulotto, so I can't let you talk too long, but go ahead. Give us what you got in a minute.
Well, then I'll just caveat off of the innovate because that's exactly what he does. He inspires and he's such a wonderful, well-rounded person, and I am one of his biggest fans.
Amen. Well, listen, I love the joy. I am grateful you are listening to us, and we're happy you called in. You want to say something, Ulotto?
Thank you, Day. And I just want to, because again, this is what happens when you inspire someone. So yeah. Day, right now you're calling into the show. My hope is that with your art, you'll be sitting across from a host having your own interview, and I'll be able to call in soon too. So thank you so much for supporting.
Yes, thank you.
She is so adorable. Amen. Well, and the innovation.
Yes.
When we innovate in a way that is unique to us, we draw people to us.
Yes.
And we give people permission through our innovation to become innovative themselves. And I think that a lot of times we get afraid of what's inside of us, the greatness that's inside of us. And even when we feel it prompting and pushing us to do more, to be more, to say more, there's a fear of, will I get other people's permission and approval?
Right.
Right. And what I love about this piece with James Iams' Kill Move Paradise is he did it in such a way that it wasn't about anybody's permission. He just imagined this thing. Y'all, I'm telling you, you have to see it. Like this afterlife idea, we have this question of what is life after we die?
Right.
And he tries to answer that for us. He does his own thing of showing us what he think happens. And I remember when I interviewed James for a magazine I was writing, he was talking about how his husband tells him that he doesn't like to kill off characters, right? And so I thought it was interesting how he, even in this production, You all are in the afterlife. You are said to have died, but you're still very much alive in this production and talking to us. Talk to me about the script and what you thought and what you felt when you first got it in your hands.
So the script in itself, when you look at it on first glance, it is really a mind-blowing experience because reading it on your own, you don't get everything that it is.
You can't.
It is something that you really have to read in community, which I think is really important because a lot of people think like, oh, when I'm dealing with a play, I have to go and see it. But you can also read plays for fun. Plays are amazing stories that you can finish in a day, in a couple of hours, in maybe even an hour if you read it with intensity and intention, right? But this was something that the text had its nuances. He would write like, I want a fight scene here, but no fake blood. I hate that, right? He was very conversational in the way he gave a stage direction. But even more so, I think it was this eternal love letter to us discovering who we are. There's so many aspects in the script where I don't even feel like the characters are speaking to each other. I feel like it's James, I am speaking to the actors and reminding them that regardless of how challenging the industry may be, what you might be fighting against as a human being in today's society, you know, don't lose heart. Don't give up. You're chosen. There's much excitement waiting for you around this next step.
Was there any part of this character that was difficult for you or the production that was difficult for you to put your mind around?
Yeah, 100%. So,
because you're so emotional, you have to go so many different places with your emotions in this, and I'm just like, that had to be freaking challenging.
Yeah. So I'll give you a personal story.
Yes.
So KBLA, you've heard today that I'm from Jamaica. Yeah.
Yeah.
My born and raised there. My mom's originally born in England. My dad is from a country called Guyana in South America. And a little over a year ago, unfortunately, my dad was murdered. And he was this individual who was the chief education officer at one point for the Ministry of Education. And so this play has given me the opportunity to ask the question what his last 5 minutes were like, his 5 days, 5 weeks, five, you know, months. And I'd spoken to him on my birthday. I got the news that he had been taken from us the day after my birthday. And so almost every time I step on that stage, I am trying to help him because I don't honestly know what his process has been like. And even though it's been a year, this is my gift, not just to myself or to my brother, but to anyone who has lost someone, to the names that we honor in this show, and to the names who have not been recorded, to the people who, you know, predate us, our ancestors who never got the respect or the due diligence to have their legacy or their name preserved.
Yeah.
This is what Iams has done with his work and working with Aki, Jonathan, Cedric, Jenny, Taran, Greg, Wendell, the entire crew. It has been fantastic. And I really have to say thank you to the Odyssey Theatre for investing in what James Iams has said is sometimes a challenging play to get produced because it tackles something that some people have no idea about, and for other people, it's a daily occurrence, a weekly occurrence, a real thing in their lives.
That's right. And regardless of what side you are on and how you look at it, it arrests you. Sitting in the audience, everything about the play is so arresting. And I saw people just sitting on the edge of their seats, and I saw people just going back and forth with trying to sit back and lean into it and leaning out of it. But again, it's Kill Move Paradise. It's playing at Odyssey Theater, and I'm so grateful that I got to see it last night, and I know I will be back to see it again when we come forward. More of my conversation with Yulato Sam. This is KBLA Talk 1580.
KBLA Talk 1580 is an intervention. When we come forward, includes you. KBLA Talk 1580, turning pain into power.
From the first day of kindergarten through the day they graduate high school, in California, 38% of students attend a public school that fails to meet minimum health standards. That's why we need Prop 2. Voting yes on Prop 2 will fund urgent repairs at local schools, protect kids from toxic mold, asbestos, and lead, ensure clean drinking water, and repair leaky ceilings and storm damage. Yes on Prop 2 to fix what's actually broken. All funds go to local schools without raising taxes. You heard that right. So join the California NAACP, nurses and teachers, and vote yes on 2. Because all our kids deserve a safe place to learn. Ad paid for by Yes on Prop 2, sponsored by Nonprofit Education, Labor, and Business Associations. Ad Committee's top funders, California Building Industry Association, Coalition for Adequate School Housing, California Teachers Association.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Every story has a backstory.
You're listening to The Backstory. Backstory.
With Michelle Duffy on KBLA Talk 1580.
So! This is a man where, thank you. This is a man where, this is a man where.
Kill Move Paradise is indeed a man's world, being told by four black men. It was written by a black man. It's directed by a black man. And one of those black men is sitting in front of me right now with his handsome self. He has a beautiful smile, and he is so talented, gifted, brilliant. He's a Morehouse man. He is a UCLA fine arts graduate and just doing big things here in LA. He's been here for 8 years. His name is Ulato Sam. And I hope you all have enjoyed this conversation because I have absolutely enjoyed it immensely. It has just filled my soul with so much joy to be sitting with you today, talking about your life, talking about your work, talking about your love for the arts. And, you know, as I said, in my introduction, I don't know the real true story about black men and what they're doing in the election and what they will do. But what I do have a lot of confidence in is the wonderful way that I see black men showing up in theater. From Terrell McCraney, who is the new artistic director at the Geffen, someone I absolutely adore in his work. And you had the wonderful privilege of being in one of his pieces. You shared that he's someone that you admire. What about him and his work? I mean, there's so many things, but what about him makes you appreciate him so much?
So, Terrell, if you hear this, I just want to let you know it's the intersectionality of it. It's the fact that I can see his work in not just this American culture, but I can see it back home. And I see the faces, I hear the voices, I hear the story. It's so familiar. But outside of that, it's the fact that as we hope that any one piece of our art does, it really encapsulates the human experience. And I think it transcends this, the container that is the theater. And it can spill over into television. It can spill over into film. It can spill over into everyday conversation. And because of that, and because of the way he so eloquently constructed the words, even on the page, I think that you will fall in love with the characters, and you'll not only see yourself, but you'll hope that you find their courage. You'll hope that you dream like them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that one day you find, you know, the ability to go out for your dreams like these characters do as well.
Yeah, they do. And they do it in a way that really makes you think about your own life. And I think that's the beautiful thing about the job that you all do. You know, we all, as I said a moment ago, we wonder about what happens to us when we leave here. Mm-hmm. The play gives us a glimpse into thinking about that through your portrayals. But I thought the other thing that was really interesting was the way that you all were protective of each other as you were entering that space of the afterlife and not really knowing what was happening to you, but just wanting to reassure the next person that it was going to be okay, especially yeah. when the younger man came. And I think that's what we do all the time, you know, and I think Black men do that in your own way. We don't always understand how you do it, but Black men have your own language and your own environment in which you take care of each other.
Yeah,
and I think this play is just another example of that.
Yes, I agree with that. I think there is history. So for me, I absolutely adore the 70s, right? And the reason for that is if you're growing up, if you're turning into like a teenager in the 70s, right? This is the first time, you know, everybody can vote. This is the first time like the fashion is crazy. You've grown up, you've seen Dr. King on TV, Harry Belafonte, Sidney Poitier. You've seen Nikki Giovanni, Toni Morrison, Fannie Lou Hamer shut down the DNC a couple of years before. There are so many different things that you grew up seeing where the movement was concerned. And so as Black men, we have this, I want to say like this unspoken language Morehouse even taught me, of seeing each other and recognizing a Black man that's trying.
Hold that thought. I want to talk more about the Black man that's trying, and more specifically about seeing each other, because I think that's so important that we see each other and that we acknowledge each other when we see each other. And too many times we walk past each other as if we are yeah. invisible. But I love the thought of that. This is KBLA Talk 1580.
Stay tuned for more of
The Backstory,
the Backstory.
Backstory.
With Mashe Duffy on KBLA Talk 1580.
You can do it all by yourself. Woo! Baby girl, what's your name? Let me talk to you, let me buy you a drink.
Whoa!
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
You okay?
Sorry, I can't sleep with this cough.
Sounds like you need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with NyQuil VapoCool. It's NyQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
Whoa.
So you're ready to get some sleep? Thank you, NyQuil VapoCool.
NyQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing nighttime coughing, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580, where climate is king.
Climate is king.
Heard any other talk radio lately that sounds anything like this?
We didn't think so.
You're listening to Unapologetically Progressive KBLA Talk 1580.
Yes, this is KBLA Talk 1580. This is Mashe, and I'm having this conversation with Yulato, and didn't even almost miss my cue to come back and talk to y'all. But anyway, I want to tell this really quick story because Yulato was talking about seeing us and making sure that we acknowledge the presence of each other, and talking about that's what Black men do. And just 1 minute, I want to share, when I got here, a month after I got here to LA, I was living in View Park and I was walking and this car made a U-turn. It was a guy, and I'm like, not today, I don't feel like it. But he rolled this window down, Yulato, and he said, God told me to tell you everything is going to be okay. I was here by myself. I didn't know a soul. I was nervous about that. I was scared about that. And in my mind, I'm taking this walk and I'm like, God, what did I do? I left my children and my grandchildren. I'm here by myself. And God sent this man. And listen, he rolled his window up and he made a U-turn and went back about his business. That's all he said to me. But when the days get hard and when I feel alone, I remember that man saying to me, God told me everything was to tell you everything was going to be okay.
Yeah.
And that's what you were just talking about, how in our speaking to each other and acknowledging each other, we may not really understand in the moment why somebody who doesn't know us is speaking to us. But if we open ourselves up to it and embrace it, we can get something that we make and take for later.
100%. Like, for example, I think of my personal hero is Harry Belafonte.
Yes.
Right? Another Jamaican who was able to make immense impact in not just this country, but the world at large. And in his memoir, he talks about Paul Robeson telling him, basically, he said, sing your song and then the people will know who you are.
Mm.
Not anyone else's song.
Yeah.
Sing your song.
Yeah.
Bring who you are to the forefront. And the people who get it will get it. And the people that don't will eventually get it because it's something that is authentic. It's something that's true. It's something that is of you. And I think if, especially now, there's so many things that want to not necessarily even divide us, but confuse us as to what we believe, what is right, what is just. And with that confusion comes dissent and some kinds of chaos. However, the beautiful thing about chaos is that it's a pattern that we have yet to understand. And so it's about slowing down. It's about checking in with yourself, asking yourself, are my thoughts aligned with my values right now? Are my intentions aligned with who I believe myself to be?
Yeah.
And how can I make sure that who I am is not in conflict with who I perceive myself to be in a moment?
There's no better way to end this show than that. No better way to end this show than that. I love you.
Oh, likewise.
I thank you so much for being here with me today and being here with us. You have filled my soul with so much joy. And I pray that life for you only gets better and sweeter and richer, and that everything God purposed for your life will come to pass.
Thank you. And may I say, this has been such a pleasure to be. Thank you for sharing your platform with me.
Yes.
And I want to give something very special to your listeners right now.
Okay.
So for tonight's show, it's actually being sponsored by the Caribbean Strong Network.
Okay.
And what they've done is made sure to offer a discounted ticket. Okay. So if you use the code CSN 25 online, you can get a $25 ticket for tonight's show at the Odyssey Theater. It's Kill Move Paradise. I'm Yolato Sam. I play Issa. And this has been the amazing Michelle Duffy, who has had me on her show.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
Goodness. Listen, y'all, up next is Cafe Mocha with Yo-Yo Lonnie Love and Angelique Parent. Until next week, stay grateful, stay safe, stay kind, and remember to dance with joy. Lots of love.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.